Good morning, John. Are you there? Hello.
Oh, I can hear you.
Oh, good. Thanks very much. Okay, so today we have an interview on utopia in the Northern Territory and how people are actually starving there. I'm talking to John Altman, research professor in the Alfred Deakin Institute for Citizenship and Globalisation at Deakin University, about the urgent situation in the indigenous homelands of Utopia. Now, it's Utopia's 350 km northeast of Alice Springs, and it represents 16 remote outstations. It's the home of Rosalie Kunoth Monks. She's the OAM and 2015 NT Person of the Year. And she's an Arendte Aliwarra elder, and she lives there with about 1,200 other people. John, now you're very involved in this area. You know quite a lot about it. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Valerie. Utopia has a number of outstations, and I guess your listeners are probably aware that in the Northern Territory there are nearly 600 outstations or homelands, mainly on Aboriginal land, and these are very small, dispersed communities that I think we've heard a lot of sort of changed government policy in relation to homelands, particularly when we had the previous Prime Minister Tony Abbott, who was saying that homelands are not financially viable and they should be closed down. And I think that what we've seen the last few years is a greatly reduced federal government and state and territory government support for these forms of community.
I understand Utopia was created by autonomous activism in the early phases of the land rights movement, I think in about 1978, and its people have a traditional claim to the place and want to stay there. So why does the federal and NT governments, why do they want to coerce them and move them off their land and into larger population hubs?
Well, I think this is part of a sort of project of improvement. It's very much based on an ideological view that people have to move to where, if you like, they can engage with market capitalism. But of course, the people of Utopia